Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. What up? This is Shan, and this is Cozy Womb Podcast. This is Ari. Say hi.
Hi.
Say hi, Anya.
Hi.
What up?
This is Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am a parent of two. Welcome. This is where we talk about pregnancy, parenting, and surviving your kids because it is all about survival. This is episode 78, and we're talking about kids and privacy matters. Privacy, okay? Meaning it's supposed to be between your kid and you and their father, or vice versa, not with the world. And I feel like today, because everything's so accessible, we have to teach kids privacy matters.
Okay.
Say what?
So kids and privacy today is completely important. Put it first. I mean, kids have smartphones, and those smartphones turn your kids dumb because they're so dependent on it. They want to have it all the time. They go on social media on there. They go on the internet, and so many things are on there where you can put in your location. Snapchat is asking for your location. I purposely turn my location off because nobody needs to know where I am, and nobody needs to know where my kids are. If I post anything as far as pictures with a location or at an event, it is always after I have left. I'm never posting something when I am physically there in live time with a location. Like, I'm not doing that because I don't know who wants to pop up and be in front of my kids, see my kids, do anything with my kids that I don't know. So I'm not inviting you. When it comes to Facebook, I really don't post my daughters on Facebook for many reasons, but if I do, it's seldom and few, and it's probably a podcast post and there are pictures on the cover of the podcast. When it comes to my Facebook, it is private, meaning if you try to put my name in there, my Facebook is not going to pop up. I will have to send you an invite for you to even find my page. When I post pictures, I'll have it under friends only or friends and acquaintances. That is it. Let's see, what else? Privacy. I teach my kids things that they should not do in public. Like, I tell Anya, you know, when you're in public and you're not at home, you shouldn't be lifting up your shirt. When you're in the bathroom, using the bathroom in public or at school, you use the bathroom by yourself. You don't sit on the seat. You put a tissue on it, or you put the little paper on there. When you go use the bathroom, you roll of your hand around the tissue, you put it in the toilet, and then you actually use the next piece of tissue because you don't know somebody dropped on the floor and it's gonna have germs on it. You don't want to put that in your private parts. When she's at home and I have company and she's getting out the tub, I tell her to go straight in her room and keep her towel on. When she's getting ready to go into the bath, I tell her to keep her towel on and come into the bathroom. I don't want her running in front of company naked or walking in front of company naked. I don't care if it's a female or a male. I just don't want her to get in the habit of feeling like that's an okay thing to do. What else? There will be no posting of naked pictures until you are like 19 and over and you're completely at my house, if that's something you feel like you want to do. But I don't feel like anybody should be sending pictures that is under 19 to anyone. I don't understand why these young kids feel like it's okay to send pictures of this and that, and then when you know, whatever happens at school and your naked picture is spread across school and everybody has a certain type of video, you feel crazy. You feel crazy because you did something you wasn't supposed to do. Don't share your private parts with young people because they don't know nothing about their private parts yet either. Like, you don't understand how embarrassing and humiliating it could be for you to privately share yourself with someone and they just completely share it with the world, and you didn't want that. So you have to kind of teach your kids now what's private. You don't ask me certain questions about, you know, body parts or your body in front of guests, or you don't do it in front of strangers. You don't touch strangers, but sometimes, you know, you may think it's funny to run around the house and tap me on the butt. You don't do that with people you don't know. You don't do that with your classmates. You don't do that to your teachers. That's just something you don't do. You don't touch other people's boobies. That's not the right thing to do. Don't do it. It's rude, especially when you don't know them. Don't do it. I had to stop her and her sister, who is one, from like doing that to me in the house, because I don't want them to feel like that's something they can do at any time to anyone. What else? You do not pull down your pants and show anybody your butt. That is not an okay thing to do. I don't want them to feel like it's funny. I don't want them to feel like that's okay behavior. And I don't want them to feel like if anybody did that to them, that that's something okay. I remember when I was 8 years old, and I would play outside a lot in Maryland when we lived in Laurel, and we lived in this big complex. What was it called? So there are certain apps parents can use to go ahead and make sure their kids are private and safe. Verizon offers a free service like text blocking from certain phone numbers. So I know a lot of kids may go to school and they may have bullies and they may say things through text. You can block them through that free service with Verizon. If you have an iPhone, you can block any number, any text that you want. You can mute people. Some ways you can monitor your kid's iPhone, you could go to general settings, go to restrictions, enable it, put in a new password, scroll down, and go to allow changes, and then you can select the accounts you want. You can also auto forward tracking GPS places, monitor and record email, access contacts, and a lot more. Deleted emails can be accessed through an ISP, backed up with a court order. So you could find what you need to find if a situation occurs. Also, you can use apps like mSpy. Allows parents to see what their kid is sending on Snapchat. Didn't know that. You could use Quest Audio, QUSTODIO. I'm not sure if I'm saying that incorrect or not. You could use KidLogger. It shows you what apps are used and what keystrokes. Spyrix, SPYRIX. Kiddle, KIDDLE. RPACT. You can use, so there's a lot of different apps out there that'll go ahead and help parents track and help their kids remain private and help their kids do things that are, you know, appropriate online, because that protection starts with us. And then once they become 18 and they are quote-unquote allowed to do what they want, it's up to our teaching. So let's get on it.
Good night, good night, good night, good night.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.